know what Bumble is?
That's the dating app your ex-husband has.
Yeah, actually, he met his girlfriend, or now his now fiance, through Bumble. So yes, that's true. So Bumble is the app that was started by women, and it's basically for women. Like, women get the choice whether they're interested in you or not. Mm-hmm. Like, they post their pictures, men post their pictures, but you both have to swipe, and then the woman makes the first move. And if she doesn't, you're SOL. Like, you could just forget about it. So Bumble is having this big, like, to-do with this one girl. Her name is Callie Rockowitz. Okay, here's what happened. She's super hot, by the way. You should definitely Google her. She's beautiful. So she's 31 years old. She's an artist. And she posted this photo of herself in her art studio. She's got paint all over her. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing sweatpants and a bra, like a bralette. So they took the photo down. And she was like, okay, there must be some mistake here. Maybe I didn't post it correctly. And she had another woman. She's in, like, underwear, and she has paint all over her. She's got a great body, and she wanted to, you know, look, it's the site is about advertising. Mm-hmm. So she posts this, and they take it down. So finally, she contacts them, and she's like, why do my photos keep disappearing? And they say, no, we're taking them down because we have a policy. You're not allowed to post a photo of yourself in a bra, panties, or bikini unless you're outdoors. Like, if you're at a beach or a pool and you're in a bikini, that's natural. But if you're doing it indoors, it comes across like porn, and we don't want that.
Mm.
Before I tell you what I think about that, I'm wondering what you think about that.
I kind of get their point, because if you want to post photos like that, I guess you can go to Tinder.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, go to another, I mean, Plenty of Fish probably has no problem.
Yeah, post anything on there. We're just happy to have you.
You know, if you want to post semi-nude photos, find another service. That's their rules. They can do whatever they want. It's like the same thing of wearing a mask walking into Costco. They own it. They have their rules.
Right. They can say whatever they want to. It's not up to you. It's up to them.
Those rules were put together by committee. It wasn't probably one guy saying, let's not do this, and they have their rules. So,
well, it's run by women, so it's not one guy. It would be one woman.
Oh, there
and
you go.
What they said that the Bumble community has voiced an opinion that they don't want to see. They don't want those types of photos. They don't want Bumble to be represented like that. They
right.
would like Bumble to be a different type of site. And like what you're saying, if you want to do that, you know, go to Tinder, go to Plenty of Fish, go to Hinge. There's plenty of places that'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what I think. I've got two opinions on this. If you remember our friend from Bellport, and he told us that his daughter, his 22-year-old daughter, had a job, and her job was to get on sites like Tinder and Bumble. She was being paid to get on there and lure men and then send them over to a matchmaking site.
Right.
So it was basically her job to catfish men, because she wasn't on there looking for dates. Mm. She was being paid to get on there to find guys to convince them to go work with this matchmaker and pay money for that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like a liaison. So when I look at pictures like that, I think, well, that's total catfishing. Like, she's bait. Like, she's out there putting out these pictures of her body, which she looks amazing, like I said, but why is she doing it? If she's doing it because she's a strong, empowered woman and she wants to show off her body, and that's fine, that's great. But I just know that there's women on there that are there to troll men, and they're being hired to do it, and they're not genuinely there to find a date. So if that's the situation, then I'm on the side of Bumble for taking those pictures down, because she's not really looking for a date. She's looking for suckers who she can go sell them over to the matchmaking site and make her cut of that.
Right.
If she's genuine, the whole idea of Bumble is a female empowerment thing. And if she feels more powerful, and if she feels like she wants to show off her body, that's her right. And that's, I think they're body shaming her. If she's legit, if she's not one of those women who are catfishing, then they are body shaming her, and it's not okay. I think their rules suck, especially when they're supposed to be about female empowerment. Mm. And I don't like the fact that they're shaming her. Maybe that's her kink.
It's not a publicly traded company. They can do whatever they want. They can have their rules. And if their rule is you can't post these type of photos, then you can't. I mean, go be, sign up for Twitter.
But then don't tell me you're about female empowerment. Don't tell me that that's the whole business model of Bumble, that you're supposed to be there letting women be strong and in charge, because that's what this woman was doing, and you're taking her pictures down.
You know, start your own app. Call it Flumble. You know, start another app and let women with bras go on and be
right.
in her bedroom.
You know, just call the app Women with Bras.
Right. You know, and then you can be empowered as you want in a bra.
I mean, I'm impressed because I haven't worn a bra since January, since last January. So I'm like, wow, she wants to wear a bra. Like, that's swipe right on her.